How good do you feel about your finances? I guess really age, it doesn't matter. Gen Xers, millennials, boomers, they all sort of have similar issues that deal with their finances. A new survey by AARP and the Association of Young Americans has some interesting information on that. And we have with us Ben Brown, who is the founder of Association of Young Americans. Ben, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So first, before we get into that, could you just tell me a little brief bit about what AYA is, this organization you founded?
Yeah, absolutely. Association of Young Americans is a membership organization working to give young people a seat at the table. We work to insert their voices by representing them and lobbying on their behalf about issues that they care about, like student debt and the exploding cost of higher education.
So let's talk about this. You teamed up with AARP looking at how we feel about our finances. What are some of the results you could share with us today?
Yeah, the intergenerational survey called the three generation survey by AARP and Association of Young Americans looked at a wide range of different personal finance trends. And what we learned really interestingly is that oftentimes millennials are considered to be quite different than their Gen X and boomer parents. But they actually have quite a lot in common. And the $1.5 trillion student debt crisis is having a ripple effect across the economy, across people's personal finances, and across different generations. So, for example, millennials, 36% of millennials say that they can't buy a home because of their student loans. And 41% of millennials say that they have delayed saving for retirement because of student loans. And while the percentages vary a little bit among generations, the story remains the same. And student debt is really having a significant impact on people's ability to plan for the future and to achieve the American dream.
So, Ben, what do you want done with the student debt?
Yeah, there are a lot of different options, but most importantly, it's really critical for legislators to understand that this problem is not just a young person issue. It's a problem that affects all Americans across all generations, and we need to come together to come up with some innovative solutions and start dealing with the cost of higher education and people with significant student loans.
When we think of finances and looking through our future, maybe retirement, as you get to the boomer age and that, you're thinking of Social Security or Medicare or whatever. Do Gen Xers or millennials even think about that topic at all?
Yeah, that's a great question. Oftentimes, we think of Social Security and Medicare as an issue that only older folks are thinking about and expecting. But the fact of the matter is that almost 80% of millennials want Social Security to be there when they retire. And 86% of millennials think that Medicare is extremely important when you turn 65 or retire.
Are the spending habits or saving habits of Gen Xers or millennials differing from boomers? Are they learning something from their parents? Is there a generation, or does everybody seem to be spending the same way or saving the same way?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the survey did look at how people are saving and planning for retirement, and 53% of millennials said that they haven't saved a dime for retirement. But unfortunately, the numbers aren't that different for Gen Xers and boomers.
How do we kind of reduce this anxiety that we might have that you kind of came out with from this survey? Even though the economy seems to be turning around, doing better, how can we can take our mindset and place it on with what really is happening?
Yeah, it's really important for all generations to start saving as soon as possible. And folks can go to aarp.org/retirement for tools and tips. But the easiest tip is to start early, save often.
I don't know how many millennials are thinking about AARP just because of the sort of an acronym for that. Do you offer anything through AYA as well to help give them direction too?
Yeah, Association of Young Americans, as I mentioned, we're a membership organization and we work on behalf of our members all across the country. Members can sign up at joinaya.com. They can head there to learn more and get benefits from partners that we've partnered with across a whole different number of industries.
Ben, we appreciate your time this morning to share the information. Ben Brown, founder of Association of Young Americans, joining us. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.